بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا قوم ادخلوا الأرض المقدسة التي كتب الله لكم ولا ترتدوا على أدباركم فتنقلبوا خاسرين. This is the next ayat, second ayat in the ruku. In the previous ayat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reminded that when Musa alayhi salatu wa salam advised his people that remember the ni'mat, the favors of Allah ta'ala upon you, and special favors in the time of Musa alayhi salam, the most favored nation was the Bani Israel, and Allah had blessed them with manna and salwa, had blessed them with various other, that Allah ta'ala made Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam from amongst them, which is the greatest ni'mat of deen. And Allah ta'ala made kings from amongst them, which is the greatest ni'mat of dunya. And Allah had given them preference over all other peoples. Consequently, now Allah ta'ala addresses a particular issue when Musa alayhi salatu wa salam told his people, يا قوم ادخلوا الأرض المقدسة التي كتب الله لكم. اے قوم داخل ہو زمین پاک میں جو مقرر کر دی ہے اللہ نے تمہارے واسطے. That you enter, you go and conquer this pure land. Ardal Muqaddasa, that is the land of Sham, Syria, which was the place where many, many Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam were born and lived also and are buried also there. So it is a very blessed place. And just before Musa alayhimus salatu was salam, another nation, Imalaqa, they had conquered this place and they were resident there. And they were in charge of that place, but they were non-believers. But Allah Ta'ala had given Musa alayhi salatu wasalam the command to tell his people that they must now once more conquer that place, which is the place of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and that the law of Allah Ta'ala reign high there. That is, the deen of Allah Ta'ala must reign there. So he informed them that they should enter that place. وَلَا تَرْتَدُّوا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِكُمْ اور نہ لوٹو اپنے پیٹھ کے طرف. And don't turn on your heels, don't turn on your back. That is, don't be afraid. As we will read in front, that outwardly Allah Ta'ala had given this nation, the Imadaqa, lot of strength. Their bodies were built also very big and they were very powerful also. But Allah Ta'ala has decreed that the Bani Israel will enter, Allah's help will be with them. And as in other places in the Quran Sharif, Allah says, "Kam min fiyatin qaleelatin ghalabat fiyatan kathira bi-ibnillah." That how many times a small group overpowers a huge group, all by the power and the help of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has promised His help with them, that don't be afraid of the outward rob, the outward power they have and what strength they have got. Don't you worry about that. Allah's help is with you. Don't turn on your backs. You go and fight them. But then قَلِبُوا خَاسِرِينَ پھر جا پرو گے نقصان میں. And if you turn on your backs, then you will face great consequences, negative consequences, you will suffer the consequences. So to follow the command of Allah Ta'ala, you have seen, you have brought Iman, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is with you, and you do not have to be afraid of anything. In this way, Allah Ta'ala had taught them that everywhere in the world, the law of Allah must reign high. And when Allah's specific command comes particularly for any place, then a person should respond to it fully. In this, we are also taught that we should also make effort everywhere that the law of Allah Ta'ala, the deen of Allah becomes existent. And then all the opposite things which are against the law of Allah Ta'ala, those things must be demolished, they must be taken away. So Allah Ta'ala, Allah had given this command to the Bani Israel, the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we also must take a lesson. that we also make effort in our homes, in our own lives, in our community, everywhere, to bring about the law of Allah Ta'ala in the deen of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq and guide us all to righteousness. Subhanallah.